the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Have you ever been a financial hero for somebody else, but unable to do it for yourself? That's what Joe is doing right now. We'll tell you about that in a second. Free Beer, Hot Wings, Joe, Steve, and Kelly. Rachel, presumably behind the glass, though I have no verbal proof of that. I can't see her. I'm at home.
Check on that. Yep. Yeah,
look in your closet.
Yep. Okay. Yes. She's always just slightly in another room from me, wondering what I'm going to ask her to do. A side note, because I'm gone, Kelly is handling a lion's share of the local breaks. And just now, locally, she gave the weather and then said, I don't trust Apple Maps for weather. No, so I feel like we're in good hands.
Wait a second here, fellas.
That's literally what you said.
Hold your phone.
I wondered with that, too. Yeah.
I'm looking up the 10-day weather forecast, and I did say that I don't trust Apple Maps because Joe mentioned something about looking a week ahead. So I'm looking at some legitimate for the day. But, yeah, when I look at the week ahead, I usually look at my phone.
Yeah,
and you're using Apple Maps to get the weather for a week from now because it's a map. Not a weather forecast.
Oh, and I hear.
But your defense actually made me a lot, even more less confident in you than I thought you said it by accident.
Free Beer, it took that third time that you mentioned it, because I mentioned it once during the local break, then you mentioned it, then you just mentioned it again, and after you said it the third time, I saw the little light bulb go on over her head, and she said, oh.
I've been saying math.
Yeah. It's really weird
that you guys are jumping on me. Okay.
Yeah.
defended saying you check the map for weather by telling us how you carefully check the map for weather.
Yep.
That's an interesting strategy.
And you should see how that works together.
I think you confused yourself by spending the break rubbing your breasts.
I heard some weird things about that too. Like,
so she has a soft coat. It looks suedey.
It looks like fuzzy deer skin, kind of,
if
like
you
that
had
type
this
of
on,
material, like a chamois.
You'd rub your breasts too. It's so nice. Joe complimented my jacket when he came in. I was like, thanks, it's new. And I spent all weekend rubbing it.
Yeah.
That's most of what you said.
It does look soft.
I did leave a few details out there, but it is very, very soft.
It does look
a nice. Yada yada in the middle of that sentence. Well, let's get to Joe's financial prowess, shall we?
Yeah. Yes, let's.
Joe, does this surprise you that you are the subject of a segment about your financial prowess?
Honestly, not really, because over the years, we've gotten quite a few emails, I think, saying, I heard you talk about this, and I did the opposite, and it really worked out for me.
Well, whatever
it may be.
For the people who bought Bitcoin the first time you brought it up to us, they're millionaires now, so that works out pretty well.
God, I know.
None of us are, but yeah. Now this. Joe, you came to work a while ago and talked about how you had a new way for everyone to save money. Do you remember what it was?
No.
You found out that you legally can't be restricted from joining the AARP, the American Association of Retired People.
Yes.
Just because you're not old enough to fit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They don't advertise that, but they can't restrict you because I guess it would be age discrimination.
That's correct. Well, and why would they want to? They get dues out of you.
Yeah.
That's true. So you joined AARP. How much did you pay?
I think it was like $12 for the year.
Yeah, not bad.
And the video that I saw where I got this idea, the dude, he was pointing out all the money he had saved and one purchase in particular. He goes, now look at this. Just based on this purchase, I paid for my year's worth of membership.
And I went, which is $12.
Oh, yeah.
So no big deal.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
And how much have you saved?
Smart thing.
I've saved $0. Absolutely nothing. And it's not because I haven't. I do forget that I do forget to check certain businesses often if they have one. But I've asked a couple of people, do you have an AARP member discount? And then they look at me stupidly and then they say, no, you're not old. And then I checked like AARP's Expedia extension. And nothing on there seemed to be cheaper in any sense, in any way. So that's it.
That doesn't seem great. But you're only out $12. But one listener to the show, Fancy Idiot Phil, wrote, I saved $2,000 with AARP. By the way, this is not an ad for the AARP. I don't care if you join or not. I'm not going to. But Joe did.
I did.
And your advice saved a listener $2,000.
I'm so happy for him. That's great.
He heard your advice and switched his insurance from the company. I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus here. To the company that he used to the ARP insurance, if you will. Mm-hmm. And he saved $2,000 on home and car. Maybe he just had a bad company before that. I don't know.
Well, I have
it worked for someone, Joe.
Okay, I definitely have to check that out because my auto insurance seems to be unnecessarily high. Well,
don't say who you have for that.
Yeah, I won't say
maybe
who
it's
I
because
have
of all those tickets and everything.
Yeah, probably the times you've been pulled over.
Yeah.
Yeah, you keep running stop signs.
And... I ran one, but it was there. It was time's fault.
It was time, right.
The time of the year. It jumped back, and then it went from a blinking red to a red. And then it was back to normal not too long after that. Like, that's crazy. And yes, I have been pulled over for speeding, and I've gotten a couple of tickets. But I've cost my insurance $0, I think, ever.
You did tell us how much your insurance was. And you and I have virtually the same vehicle. The year is different or whatever. But it's we both have Ford Explorers. And yours was way more than mine.
It's bonkers.
Way more.
Mm-hmm.
But on the bright side, you saved somebody $2,000.
I'm glad. That is really nice. I did, I brought this up last week because I did mention that I haven't saved any money, but I do get a lot of emails that have tips for really old people with like arthritis exercises and foods to eat if you suffer from broken body from it decaying over 80 years.
And 20% off your next pair of Easy Spirits.
And I can I can definitely, get some good Easy Spirits, some shape-ups, and play Atari games on their website.
It's fun to watch you glide in like you're on some boat car from the 70s with your Atari games and your new Easy Spirits, as Kelly said. It's nice to see you glide in and talk about how good things used to be.
Yeah. And someone did mention I can get like free donuts, I think, at Dunkin'.
You get a donut a day at Dunkin' if you show your ARP card.
That is not something that is great for someone who is old. I mean, it's not great like health-wise for anybody, but definitely, I mean, they're feeding old people like the most unhealthy type of food for free.
Yeah.
Yes, but over the course of a year, they've really paid for the membership.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, at a dollar a donut.
Yeah, that's right. It's a good deal.
Man. Pretty great.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.